9-9, Larry, I'm a bit concerned about the grin on your face.
I don't think there has been a case yet where I haven't been able to get through a joke because I've cracked up.
Right.
That may change today. Okay. Now, Frank Furt sent me this in. You've all heard of the book 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yes.
Well, obviously it's been translated and adapted for many parts of the world, and it's also been adapted for a region very close to us. With apologies to our friends just across the border, a reading today from 50 Shades of Queanbeyan. Even though he only had one tattoo, I yearned for him to fill the lonely hours between Jerry Springer and Days of Our Lives. As he approached me with his pasty white arms hanging out of his Nike vest, his smile told me it was Doll Day, and I knew my velour tracksuit would be hanging off the lampshade tonight. As I stood in line at the job centre, thinking of reasons why I couldn't work, a sweet smell drifted past my pig-like nostrils. It was a mixture of weed, sweat and Lynx Africa. I turned, and there he was, Dwayne, with his pants halfway down his butt. Our eyes met, and he was soon lifting me onto the wheelie bins behind Woolies. He'd already tied his staffy to a post in the alleyway so we wouldn't be disturbed. There was a tramp watching, but it didn't bother us, just added to the mystery. I knew then this was love, and my life would never be the same again. I made a promise to him there and then that I would buy him a plasma with the baby bonus.